powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello and welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. Massive few hours coming up. It's great for me to have your company. And as always, want to take your calls, have a chat to you. It's Talkback Radio and whatever's moving you in the world, whatever's moving you in your world of sport, give me a buzz. Let's talk about it. 1-300-736-736. You can get it off your chest. If you've got a thought or two that's been on your mind all weekend, now's the time. Let's talk. 1-300-736-736. The open line for Werribee Kia, staying open to help Victorians through this. You can also get me on the Speckle text, 0433 98 1116, on the Speckle text. Speckle cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. So jump on the Speckle text. But it's Talkback, so I love having a chat to you one-on-one and open up some conversations about a few things that you would like to have discussed. Also like to discuss a couple of other things with some of our guests a little later on in the program. Simon Lethlean is going to join me, the boss of the Saints. Andrew Gaze to have a chat to you about all things sport and all things basketball. Bevan Adensall has also been on a cruise ship. He's the Viking Cruises cruise director, and he's in hotel lockdown, having just returned to Australia. Quite a few coming from overseas have returned to Australia in recent weeks, and we'll have a chat to Bevan whilst he's in lockdown and talk about his story and the story of a number of people who are returning from overseas, including the hundreds that have returned to Adelaide today from overseas now that the planes are arriving back home. Also want to chat to you about the situation that all sport is facing. In fact, we might even open the line straight up on this. If you can get your eyes, if you can, fixed on what the sporting landscape is going to look like if we stay on track, on the current path, the NRL will be back around May 28. Their target date looks achievable right now. The AFL looks like it's on track to return about a month later. The NRL is expected that they will be back on time, and they're even talking today. Anastasia Palaszczuk has talked to Queensland Premier today about opening her mind up to the opportunity for State of Origin to take place in Queensland, where she was shutting that down just a week ago. So a few things have relaxed there in various states. Only one new coronavirus case in Victoria in the last 24 hours. I'm sure you know that. Only six new cases in New South Wales. The curve is flat. And only one new case in WA, not cruise ship related, with the Costa Victoria and Artania passengers returning. And it's come to an interesting situation now, in my eyes, that if we stay in lockdown for another month, if we stay disciplined for another month, what is going to change? States like WA and SA are planning for kids to go back to school in the coming weeks. So a few things have started to change already. Their school holidays are up very shortly. There's a story in the West Australian today that talks about plans for local sport to be played. So we've actually moved way past the debate as to whether the AFL is going to resume. The AFL will resume. The date of that resumption is only days from being announced by Gil McLachlan. But we're now talking about local sport. Local competitive kids' sport coming back. It's being discussed. And I've said on this show for weeks, no live sport outside of racing right now, even for a few more weeks, and most of May too. But just imagine, picture in your mind what August, September, October and November is going to look like if we stay on track. It'll be the most congested sports months this country's ever seen. And December, next January, worldwide, could be massive. Every sport reinventing, no crowds obviously, but back and reinvented in a new reinvented form. We've been talking about the AFL a lot on this program and on this station, but you think of every sport right now as thinking of coming back in a reinvented form. The Cox Plate talked today about it being under lights. There's been a bit of talk about that for a couple of years now. Night events draw bigger TV crowds, so the Cox Plate at night, they might bring that forward and actually make that a happening thing later on this year. John Millman's had a crack at Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal for needing the coronavirus to make them give up some of their prize money to the lower-ranked early tournament exit player. So tennis is revamping itself. It's reigniting itself as a sport where it's not just the big boys that earn the millions, that more people can earn more money as well, because you know, those that backpack around the world right now to play tennis aren't earning that much. And the other big issue, I suppose, floated today is the change to the A-League season. A few heavyweights now talking about the A-League season having no salary cap, so they'd open it up for internationals, and changing the A-League season from its current summer time frame back to winter. So moving the A-League season in line with the traditional old soccer season, moving it back in line with the old traditional promotion relegation system in Australia and the promotion relegation system that has been strong in soccer across the world. So the heavyweights in soccer right now are talking about changing their sport completely. But the interesting part for me is the way that the heavyweights weigh in on one particular issue. And it seems as if the 16 per team issue right now is the one that is moving big time in our world of AFL. Shorter quarters, 16 per team, 5-day breaks. We talked about it a bit, but Lee Matthews has talked about it quite a bit. Alistair Clarkson has talked about 16 per team. Chris Scott has talked about 16 per team. Ross Lyon has talked about 16 per team. Wayne Campbell has talked about 16 per team. And Steve Hocking has talked about 16 per team. It's a pretty strong push right now. 1-300-736-736. 1-300-736-736. Are you happy with 16 per team? Because I reckon by the sounds of things, it's inevitable because all the heavyweights want it. 1-300-736-736. Talk about a couple of other things after, but I'd like to take just a snapshot of your calls on that. Here's Gil McLaughlin saying why the sport will change. Here's Gil from Fox Footy.
The world has changed, and that's certainly my view. I think it's a lot of view of a lot of industries, and it's going to take us some time to get back, and the economics are going to be different for a period of time, and we need to be prepared for that. And that's certainly my role as the CEO of the AFL, but it's the role of all of the leaders in our industry, the club level, the AFL, to look at our structures and how we're going about it, both the elite and the community level, to make sure we have the right model to take us forward in an environment that is going to be different. And people might have different views, but that's certainly how we see it.
So change is coming. Gil McLaughlin's told us, he's warned us of it, and quite a few now are saying part of that change is to move to 16 a team. Here's Alistair Clarkson on 16 per team on the field. This is from March 12th on SEN Breakfast.
I remember some time ago there was a charter produced about the game, some things that we wanted to make sure stayed in our game, but we probably have to consider some levers of the game. Now, one of the charters of the game, I think, is that we said we wanted to retain 18v18. If defences have become so sophisticated at being able to use 18 men to defend, I wonder if they could defend as well with 16.
So are you an advocate for that?
Probably not.
Are you an advocate for trialling
it? I'm an advocate for pulling a lever on the game that that trials how we can score.
Got a lot of influence, Alistair Clarkson. That was Alistair Clarkson on SEM Breakfast. Here's Wayne Campbell on 16 a team last Tuesday on Bob and Andy.
I was always strong on this from an umpiring point of view when I was at the AFL and in the laws of the game, to attack it from a different way. So I was big on 16 a side. So more so, again, forget list size for the moment, but big on congestion, and you know that's been an issue in the game and everything. And I was basing it on, there's two ways you can increase or decrease pressure in any sort of sport. There's only two ways. There's the number of participants on the ground or the court, or the size of the ground, right? For 130 years, we rocked up to the MCG, and we played games at 2 o'clock on a Saturday. And the reason they did that for a start was because everyone worked Saturday morning, and they trained twice a week on Tuesday and Thursday. It was only 30 years ago, we were still training Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 o'clock. There was 18 players versus 18 players for 130 years where they were builders. So therefore, they weren't overly fit. Over the ensuing 30 years, we get fit, right? So they can run up and they can do unbelievable things. They're trained within an inch of their life. They do lots of stuff. But the size of the ground hasn't changed. So therefore, unless you make the grounds bigger, you should, in theory, reduce the numbers on the field. I think that'd make for a better game.
There's Wayne Campbell, who's been boss of the umpires, who's been the boss of the Giants as well. 1-300-736-736 seems to be a groundswell of support for it. It might be like the tide that we can't hold back. Here's Chris Scott, coach of the Cats, in July 2017, talking about 16 a team.
I suspect there's a few big changes that we could make to the game where if you didn't tell any of the supporters, they'd hardly notice. If we played with 16v16 and didn't tell anyone, I don't reckon anyone would notice. For a long time anyway, I think it would make the game better.
So you think it would, 16 aside would make it better?
Yeah, now that's I'm sort of opening Pandora's box here.
A little.
Look, I do. I do, but I'm not sure about it, but I suspect that that's probably more right.
It's got to be more
congestion open. Or
yeah, well, it comes back to the idea of you test things a little bit, you look at the result and the way the game's played differently. We play 16v16 at training, particularly through pre-season all the time. One of the reasons we do it down at Geelong is the ground's narrower, so we want to accentuate the difficulty of defending space. But gee, the ball flows and there is so much space. I mean, it's logical, isn't it?
3 years ago, Chris Scott floated that on SEN on the coach's box, said that he was opening a Pandora's box. Let's go to your calls, 1300 736 736, because this one looks like it's pretty strong, the push for it for mine. Paul on the road, welcome to you, Paul.
Hi, Dwayne, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Dwayne, this was around years ago in the association. It's nothing new.
That's true. In the VFA, absolutely, it's nothing new. And it seems to have worked quite well in the VFA. So we're just going back to the future, Paul.
For a number of years, yes, that's exactly right. And then with the kicking the ball backwards, that was trialled in the VFL 4 years ago. Nothing happened out of it.
So you sound like you've watched a lot of association footy, a lot of VFL footy, Paul. Do you think 16 a team would be a good one for the AFL to adopt?
It would definitely make it quicker. And so would the no kicking backwards.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you that's one of the reasons, one of the platforms of Steve Hocking is to make the game more fluent, more speed on the game and make it a better spectacle because of it. Take some more of your calls, 1300 736 736, on this issue. Mark Evans, the AFL Footy Ops Manager, in September 2016. So he was Footy Ops Manager back in 2016, and he was on SEN Drive. So he was the 2IC at the AFL before he went to the Gold Coast Suns. Mark Evans even opened the door to 16 a team when he was running the game.
A part of the discussion we've been having with clubs is, what do you want the future of the game to be? And if we had to combat some issues for the game, what are the things that you could trial along the way? And 16 aside or 15 aside has been thrown up, among other things. And there are some coaches who think that would seriously help the game. There are others who would say, traditionalists who would say, just leave it as it is and I only should go there if we need to. But I'm quite keen that somehow or some way that we ought look at it, whether that's just through club intra-club practice matches or training sessions or in something like the NAB Challenger, I'm open to that discussion.
That was Mark Evans, the Footy Ops Manager at the time, back in 2016 on SEN Drive. Brent, Airport Worst, welcome to you, Brent.
Wayne, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. Your thoughts?
Yeah, not bad. Mate, this talk about the coaches wanting to change the game to 16 aside, they're the ones that coached this rubbish into the game, and they're the ones that can coach it out of the game. If it was me, I'd be saying, find a way to fix the problem. And if it becomes an issue of, if I was a coach, I'd be going, right, I'm going to roll the dice and in a stoppage on the wing, I'm going to send instead of 4-on-4 or 6-on-6, I'm going to have 6-on-4, I'm going to send one bloke back and I'm going to send one bloke forward, and I'm going to hedge my bets. If the ball goes forward, I win the contest, I've got a man spare in my forward line. If I lose the contest, I've got a bloke behind the ball to protect myself, right? This rubbish, if they want to speed the game up, what they want to do is, don't wait for the ruckman at a boundary throw-in and a ball up. That will speed up the game, that will slow the players down, and that will fix the problem.
Yeah, Brent, Blighty tried exactly what you were talking about at Geelong, and Geelong lost 4 grand finals in that stretch, unfortunately. Had they won all 4 grand finals, playing that fast attacking, we'll score more than you footy, taking your chances on the win that you win it, as opposed to defending just in case you lose it, then maybe more clubs would have done it. But your point at the start of your call was spot on. The AFL coaches have done this. We can't rely on the coaches to uncoach it now. As Alistair Clarkson said, we need to have the AFL, the bosses, pull the lever, because the coaches aren't going to just think, oh, the game will be prettier if I'm more attacking. They're going to continue to play the way they're playing unless the AFL bosses pull a lever and change it. And that's why they're kind of saying, okay, maybe it's overwhelming now that so many people want it changed, including Nee Matthews, who put his voice to it in the last 24 hours. Take a break. More of your calls after the break. 1300 736 736.